भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट 43 नारद मुनि कर्स्ड बाय प्रजापति दक्ष। तन्तु करिन्तना यान् नास् त्वाम् अभाद्रम् अचरा पुना तस्मै लोकेषु ते मूढा न भवेत् भ्रमता पदम् तन्तु कृन्तनयन्नस्त्वाम् आभद्रम् अक्षर पुना तस्मै लोकेषु ते मूढा न भवेत् भ्रमतः परम् तन्तु कृन्तनयन्नस्त्वाम् अभद्रम् अचर पुनः तस्माल्लोकेषु ते मूढा न भवेत् भ्रमतः परम् तन्तु कृन्तनयन्नस्त्वाम् अभद्रम् अचर पुनः तस्माल्लोकेषु ते मूढा न भवेत् भ्रमतः परम्। कृन्तनयन्तस्त्वाम् अभद्रम् अचर पुनः मल्लोकेषु ते मूढा भवेत् भ्रमतः परम्। कृन्तनयन्नस्त्वाम् अभद्रमचर पुनः मल्लोकेषु ते मूढा कृन्तनयन्तस्त्वाम् अभद्रमचर पुनः मल्लोकेषु ते मूढा भ्रमतां परम्। कृन्तनयन्तस्त्वाम् अभद्रमचर पुनः मल्लोकेषु ते मूढा भ्रमतपदम् यन्नस्त्वाम् तस्माल्लोकेषु ते मूढा भ्रमतपदम्। माताजीस् कृन्तनयन्नस्त्वाम् अभद्रमचर पुनः मल्लोकेषु ते मूढा भ्रमतां परम्। तन्तु कृन्तना ओ मिस्चिफ् मॉन्गर् who have mercilessly separated my sons from me, yet which na unto us twam you abhadram an inauspicious thing achara have done puna again Tasmat. Therefore, Lokeshu, and all the planetary systems within the universe. Te of you. Mudha, O rascal, not knowing how to act. Na, not. Bhavet, there may be. Brahmata, who are wandering. Padam, an abode. Translation. You have made me lose my sons once, and now you've done the same inauspicious thing. Therefore, you are a rascal who does not know how to behave towards others. You may travel all over the universe, but I curse you to have no residence anywhere. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Because Prajapati Daksha was a Griha Maidi who wanted to remain in household life, he thought that if Narada Muni could not remain in one place, but had to travel all over the world, that would be a great punishment for him. Actually, however, such a punishment is a boon for a preacher. A preacher is known as Parivijakacharya, an acharya or teacher who always travels for the benefit of human society. Prajapati Daksha cursed Narada Muni by saying that although he had the facility to travel all over the universe, he would never be able to stay in one place. In the parampara system from Narada Muni, I have also been cursed. Although I have many centers that would be suitable places of residence, I cannot stay anywhere, for I've been cursed by the parents of my young disciples. Since the Krishna Conscious Movement was started, I've traveled all over the world 2 or 3 times a year. And although I am provided comfortable places to stay wherever I go, I cannot stay anywhere for more than 3 days or a week. I do not mind this curse by the parents of my disciples, but now it is necessary that I stay in one place to finish another task, the translation of Srimad Bhagavatam. If my young disciples, especially those who have taken sannyas, take charge of traveling all over the world, it may be possible for me to transfer the curse of the parents to these young preachers. Then I may sit down conveniently in one place for the work of translation. Tantu krintana yannas tvam abhadram achara puna putasma lokeshu te muda namavet brahmata param. You have made me lose my sons once, and now you again done the same inauspicious thing. Therefore, you are a rascal who does not know how to behave towards others. You may travel all over the universe, but I curse you to have no residence anywhere. Om Ajnana Tivinandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sugrave Nama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So herein, very important verse, Srila Prabhupada is giving that understanding that we're talking about in this whole chapter. Narada Muni was cursed by Prajapati Daksha because he wanted his sons to also become Griha Maidis. Griha Maidis Sukham Hituchyam. He wanted his sons to be attached to, like him, Ato Griha Chaitra Sitapta Vitayar Janasi Mohoya Mahamameti. In this material world, Everyone is attached to land, sons, wealth, griha, the bodily concept of life, thinking that I am my body, that this body is the all in all, and not understanding what the real position is. Natevidu swagati hi Vishnu durashaya eva hirartamanina antanya tandayar upaniyamanas tepisa tantriyam urudam nibada. Natevidu swagati. They don't know what the swagati is, what the real goal of life is. Hi Vishnu, Krishna consciousness, Krishna. And therefore, durashaya, they take false shelter. My family, my loved ones, society, and friendship, and think that this is the all in all. This is the purpose to live. So this Prajapati Daksha, he was the same way. He wanted his sons to be good grihamedis. He didn't want them to grow up to be grihastas, self-controlled, saintly persons, what to speak of sannyasis, giving up this material world altogether. He wanted them for his gratification, as we heard, to Jhutakarma was explaining, to populate the universe, to actually perform the activity of populating, because that's Prajapati Daksha's business. He's a progenitor. They had to populate this material world. But at the same time, it's described here, he wanted them to remain in household life, to remain in sense gratification. He wanted them to be good karmis, as our parents, we discussed before. They wanted us to, even if we didn't want to, they wanted us to engage in sense gratification and become good grihamedis, good little grihamedis, and suffer like they were. And therefore they cursed, Srila Prabhupada says here, just as Prajapati Daksha cursed Narada Muni, that you've taken my sons, the Haryashvas, you've taken my sons, the Salvalas. I curse you that you can't stay in one place for more than 3 days. So Prabhupada said, we have also been cursed by the children, by the parents of our disciples, who are very upset that Srila Prabhupada took us from this material world. Many of us were engaged in college education and headed for a bright life of sense gratification. Actually a dismal life, but what someone may consider a bright life of sense gratification. And Srila Prabhupada actually picked us out from that materialistic life. So he says here, famous purport, that I'm also cursed, that I can't stay for more than 3 days in one place. But this is the business. Tapyante lokatapena sarva prayaso jana paramaradanam taddi purushasya kilatmana. that the saintly persons, they accept any austerity and penance for the sake of spreading Krishna consciousness. Narayana Paraksarve Nakutaschana Bibhyati Swarga Pavarga Narakeshu Apito Yarta Darshina. Even they're willing to go to hell, Narayana Para. A saintly person is willing to go even to the most hellish condition of life for the sake of saving fallen conditioned souls. Srila Prabhupada is so full of compassion for fallen conditioned souls that he came to this nasty place. Even one time, one person came to their little flat in New York and was screaming some obscenities. And Prabhupada remarked that this is the darkest of darkness. That this, the material world with all the drug-addicted hippies and sense gratifiers, is actually hell. The hellish planet. But Srila Prabhupada left Vrindavan. He left the perfect place where he was happily engaged in his sadhana and in his devotional activities, and came to hell, literally to hell, out of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls and to spread the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and fulfill the mission of his Guru Maharaj. So, he says here he was cursed not to stay for more than 3 days in one place. And we, those who were around when Prabhupada was on the planet, know that this is a fact. Prabhupada would just stay for a day or two, 3 days at most, sometimes a little longer here in his western headquarters. In New York, we've sometimes told, Srila Prabhupada was supposed to go in 1976. They had scheduled Srila Prabhupada to go to Tehran. And he wasn't feeling very well. His health was just starting to deteriorate, the fall of 1976, externally speaking. So his sannyasi disciples were in the elevator with Srila Prabhupada, and they recommended, let's not go to Tehran. Let's not take the preaching trip. It's too big of an endeavor. And Srila Prabhupada said, no, I want the opportunity to fight for Krishna till the last breath. That was Srila Prabhupada's determination that even though he's saying here I was cursed, in a playful way, Prabhupada's saying I was cursed by the parents of my disciples. Srila Prabhupada would go anyway, no matter what. There was no formal curse that took place. But Prabhupada wanted the opportunity and took the opportunity to fight for Krishna to the last breath. And he did. He showed by example that he preached Krishna consciousness till the last breath. In 1977, he sat in Vrindavan and met with all his disciples from all over the world for many months while he was externally incapacitated, seemingly. But even during that time, in September, early September of 1977, just few months before Prabhupada passed away, he hadn't been eating for months, literally. One sannyasi would come and give Prabhupada some milk, and they'd hold a pan underneath Prabhupada's chin. And as he'd give the milk, all the milk would come out into the pan underneath. Prabhupada couldn't take it. Sometimes they'd try to give him juice. He literally didn't eat for months and externally was weighing less than 100 pounds. And even in that condition, he had externally a disease called dropsy. Prabhupada said, my father also had this disease, dropsy. Dropsy means malfunction of the liver, and I think kidney, and not functioning properly. Still, the devotees took him. He wasn't walking, even. He wasn't able to walk. He was carried in a palanquin. Even around Vrindavan, around to the temple room and back. And Prabhupada said, let's go to the west. I want to go one more time to strengthen my disciples. And he went to London. From there, the plan was to come to New York right after Janmashtami and Vyasa Puja of 1977. Of course, as we know, they couldn't. Prabhupada had to go back to Vrindavan after that visit to England. But he went to England I guess it was a week and a half's time to strengthen the Western devotees. They came from all over Europe. They came from everywhere to see Srila Prabhupada in that time, in that week and a half in the manor. We were also there for a few days. And then Prabhupada went back to Vrindavan and spent his last days there. What was it, from the middle of September till the beginning of November? About 6 weeks. So Srila Prabhupada fought till the very last breath. Even, you can see they have that movie, so sad. Prabhupada was translating 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam up until the last breath. They had the tape recorder right by his head and he was translating the Srimad Bhagavatam for our benefit. Up until his last breath, he was engaged in translating the Bhagavatam and preaching. So this is our business. Not that we try to make a comfortable situation in this material world. Everyone's trying to do that. Let me get a nice house. Let me get a nice car. Let me get some cute children. And let me enjoy life. Of course, no one has ever succeeded at that, even though they've tried. Our business is to become Krishna conscious, Ante Narayana Smriti, to think of Krishna, even at the end. And our business is to, till the very last breath, fight for Krishna. We are soldiers of Krishna, servants of Arjuna, Srila Prabhupada had said. And this is our lifetime business. We had said in the other class that Charu Prabhu gave a class that he heard Srila Prabhupada say in a festival in 77, the last Mayapur festival, that I am an old man, I may pass away at any time, Prabhupada would often say. But you will all live for 50 more years to spread Krishna consciousness. That was in 1977. Prabhupada didn't say you'll be devotees for 50 years. He said for 50 years you will spread Krishna consciousness. Most of the boys then were about 25 years old. I think Savas, Naikatma, 24, 25. So means spread Krishna consciousness till you're 75 years old. Actually means for Bhrigupati Prabhu, you were there in 77? 76, we were there. 77, Prabhupada was talking to us too. 50 more years means 2027. So really means very last breath, Prabhupada was ordering. Preach till the very last. When you're 74, I want you still preaching, Prabhupada was saying. So we have a great responsibility to take the curse that Srila Prabhupada has taken. He wanted to sit and translate and wanted his disciples to go and preach all over the world. He didn't want us to just sit in one place and become, complacent. But he wanted us to go out and spread Krishna consciousness everywhere. Of course, when we live in a temple, like the Los Angeles Temple, big headquarters, by staying in the temple and preaching in the temple, you're traveling all over the universe. By doing Sankirtan, you're traveling everywhere with the people that are coming in and out. But also, whenever possible, preach Krishna consciousness like Srila Prabhupada. Our great responsibility, lifetime commitment to preach Krishna consciousness all over the world. Bring people the opportunity of Krishna conscious life, of devotional life. People are suffering. Natevidu Swarga Gati, He Vishnu. They don't know the ultimate goal of life. They're thinking it's some sense gratification or some bogus religiosity where they practice some humdrum, made-up, so-called spirituality. They don't even know what spirituality is. And therefore, we have a grave responsibility throughout our lives, not just something we do for 2 years or 4 years, or isn't this fun to be a brahmachari, but lifetime commitment. Lifetime commitment. For those of us that were there in 77, at least 16 more years, isn't it? 16. Minimum. And those of us who weren't there, then do the math. If you came last year, you got 49 more years to go. That's what Prabhupada said. If you came 8 years ago, you still got 42 years to go. In 2060-something, you'll be doing devotional service. Hard labor for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is our business. This is what Srila Prabhupada taught. And we're very fortunate, like Narada Muni, to be able to be engaged in this mission. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Any quick question? Yes, Baba. Today's Sita's, what did he say? I don't understand what he said. Sita, the Sita? The Sita, today is her appearance. That's a joyous day. Let us celebrate and eat prasadam. Thank you very much.